Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second edition of this new off-season series of podcasts where I do a deep dive into the world of social strategy. This week, I want to talk about Big Brother again, because, you know, it's my thing. And also, it's a little easier to talk about in terms of, like, the real, you know, bolts, the bolts and things, nicks and, I don't know. You get to the real bottom of things with Big Brother as opposed to Survivor, because you got those live feeds and they tell you all of the details, all the gritty details you need about the game and the moves and everything that you need to know. And so this week I wanted to do something a little bit different than last time, but in kind of the same vein. Last week we talked about the development of alliance structure in Big Brother. This week I want to talk about one such structure and how it was created. Now, when you watch Big Brother or Survivor, or maybe when you play one of these games yourself, every once in a while you just have one of those moments where you watch something, maybe you do something, but usually you watch something and you just feel awed. You feel so impressed at the brilliance of what you just saw, that somebody was truly able to orchestrate some kind of move, some kind of play that was just extraordinary. It couldn't have been better if it was written out in fiction. It's just so brilliant. It's so genius. And that's what I want to do here. I want to talk about one such move. And I kind of want to do maybe a series of these with the sort of title, Big Brother Genius, and then like a subtitle, right? I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. But for the first one, there's a particular player that I wanted to focus on and a particular set of moves that they made in a short period of time that really caught my eye at the time and sticks in my memory as some of the most brilliant, some of the most genius social strategy maneuvers that I can recall. So, of course, I'm talking about Miss Game Theoretical herself, Vanessa Russo. So this week, the title of the podcast should be Big Brother Genius, Vanessa's Twin Twist. So let me set the stage here a little bit for you. It's Big Brother 17, and it's my first full U.S. season that I'm covering on the podcast. We're going over the cast and we're looking at the players, and we see Vanessa Russo, professional poker player, relatively well known in the poker community. A lot of high hopes for Vanessa. She's very smart. She goes into the house and the first night that the feeds turn on, she's in tears. She's breaking down. Not promising so far. She wants to go home. We start seeing more. We start seeing that there's a big group of people. They're orchestrating a back door. It's not on Vanessa, but it's pretty clear that she is on the outs in this house. She is in the minority, and beyond that, she's really pretty alone. She doesn't have any real connections. Socially, she is not fitting in, not doing well. Doesn't really seem to have any kind of bonds that she can use and her head doesn't even seem in the game. And this happens all the time. You have high hopes for a player. The feeds come on. You go, oh, okay. Guess not. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's find somebody worthy of our hopes and aspirations. But that wasn't the end of Vanessa's story. She didn't stop there. She didn't go home. She worked. She worked that week. She found a couple of allies here and there. She was able to wrangle up. And then in the following week, toward the end of the week, she caught on to some rumors, and she used those rumors to turn the entire direction of Big Brother 17 upside down. So let's get into how she did it. Now, there's some important characters that we need to set up for you so that you can understand who people are in this drama that I'll be unfolding for you. If you haven't seen the season, hopefully you'll be able to follow along. If you have seen the season, then hopefully I'm just kind of jogging your memory here. And also, if you haven't seen the season, go and watch, man. What are you doing? It's a great season. So first and foremost, we have Vanessa Rousseau, as I described, poker player extraordinaire, comes into the season, very high praise, lots of high expectations. But socially, she is struggling hard. She only has a couple of connections. There are three people in general. Now, none of them are purely social connections. The most social connection that she's able to make in the house, the one person that she's kind of able to bond with on a human level, is Shelly. So Shelly was a great person for Vanessa to bond with on a human level. If she was able to bond with one person, oh man, she got lucky that it was Shelly, because Shelly was a strong player in that game. She was hooked up with Clay. They were a showmance, Shelly and Clay. They called them Clelly. They were both a central part of this big group that formed in the first week. They were also a central part of blowing that group up in the second week. They were also great at competitions, and in certain periods of the game, they were putty in Vanessa's hands. But the power dynamic, especially at first, was quite imbalanced. Vanessa was an outsider, an outcast, no real connections in the game, just kind of got along with Shelly. Shelly and Clay were kind of in charge of the game, or as in charge of the game as you can kind of be as two players that everybody sees as threatening, but still have a lot of deep ties and, again, comp threats. And so the relationship is kind of one-sided for a little while. And Vanessa's not going to get too much out of this unless she's able to somehow flip it to her advantage. The best thing that she can hope for is that she stays safe if they win power, which is what happens. Week two, Shelly wins HOH, and Vanessa gets to stay safe, even though she was kind of a target to some of the others in the house. Now, there's another person that Vanessa has some connection to, and that was Steve. Steve in the game was also an outcast. Steve was somebody that did not fit in very well socially. He was somebody that made a couple of awkward mistakes early in the game. He tried to make an alliance with another player, Davon, and he, you know, accidentally told her that he loved her. That didn't work out. Poor Steve spent the first week being lectured on how to play the game by the eventual first boot. So things were not going particularly well for Steve at first here in the early portion of the game. But like Vanessa, he was a savvy player, and he did manage to bond with Vanessa through their intellect to some degree, through their respect for the game, through the fact that they were both kind of outcasts at the time, and also through their love of music. They actually make a final two fairly early on called the Students of Sound. Then there was a third connection that Vanessa had, the third and final one here. I briefly mentioned the first boot of the season, the guy that gets blindsided and backdoored in the first week. He had an alliance member at the time. They called themselves Shelltown. They kind of thought they were the next incarnation of Chilltown, except they got targeted right away, which, to be fair, also happened to Chilltown, you know, in their first iteration. But when there's two people and one of them is the first boot, that leaves the other guy, who has now been blindsided by the entire house. Now, Vanessa, she struggled socially. She did not fit in, but boy, was she clever. She knew what to do here, right? She knew that even though she had these social deficiencies, you might say, that she was able to overcome those deficiencies in her game purely through her strategic acumen. And so she takes the opportunity, she plays boldly, and this isn't groundbreaking stuff, but she pulls it off well. She boldly is going to go to the alliance member of the guy that's the first boot. His name is Austin. She goes to Austin. She gives him a little bit of a heads up. You're in trouble. Don't tell anyone I told you. And then afterward is able to step in and say, look, you didn't think you were, but you are on the outs. And we should work together. She stays on top of him. She makes a final two deal with him. And now she's got a couple of pieces to work with. She's not completely dead in the water, but these are three individual strands. And the house is a wild river. And it's going in a direction that does not include Vanessa. You can have a couple of relationships with people, neither of which, Steve was not completely loyal to her. Austin was not completely loyal to her. Shelley was not completely loyal to her. She was nobody's number one at this point, even though she made some inroads. The problem, again, these people all had better social bonds with other people. Austin, even after he loses Jace, the first boot, is going to move on to Liz, who we'll talk about in a second. Steve was tight with people like Johnny Mack, and he felt even closer to some other people as time went on than Vanessa. Shelley, of course, had Clay, and she had a few other connections. She had Audrey at the time. But Vanessa was never anybody's number one because nobody was loyal to Vanessa. Nobody loved Vanessa. A lot of her connections were strategic connections, and that kind of cripples you in the game. It kind of forces you to play in a different way when you don't have the people who will be loyal to you. A lot of the best players will tell you, and as Derek did in the previous podcast, if you listen to the development of alliance structure, these people will tell you the key ingredient to their games was trust, loyalty, made it so much easier. And without those things, who knows? The game would have been much different. It would have been much harder. Vanessa never had those things. Never had trust. Never had loyalty. She had to work strategically. She had to work on incentives, as she was very fond of saying. Sometimes frustrated the audience, the viewers, how much she used certain terms and concepts, but they were very necessary for her game. And you can see it right away here. Again, she goes to Steve. Not necessarily because they're like best of friends and they can bond and relate to each other, but because they're both outcasts and they need to work together. She goes to Austin for the same reason. He was blindsided. That's an opportunity for Vanessa. So those are Vanessa's people. There are a few others in the house, plenty of other people with plenty of roles to play, but I'm trying to focus in here on our main narrative. And so there are two other people that are particularly important here. One is Devon, the person that Steve tried to work with and accidentally told her that he loved her, that Devon. She is the one being targeted by Shelley in week two, that when the big alliance, the big group broke up, this was the reason there was some tension between Devon and Shelley. Audrey was involved, but again, not particularly important to this particular drama. So Shelley is targeting Devon, and Devon will be going home in week two, but she has a role to play here. Devon is an interesting character in Big Brother history. She's going to come back to play again in Big Brother 18, despite being the second boot of the season. And that's because she made such an impression on the audience and I imagine on production. She's a very, very observant player, a very articulate player. She's able to discuss her strategy well. She's able to make really great observations. But as we'll see and we'll talk about, she did get out-strategized, outplayed, I guess, by Vanessa. They're both presented with an opportunity. Devon is going to leave that opportunity sitting there, doing nothing with it. Vanessa's going to take that opportunity, and she's going to change the entire course of the season with it. So there's a little bit of a difference there strategically, I think. Then, finally, if you have not seen this season, and you heard me say the title, which is Vanessa's Twin Twist, you might be wondering, where's the twin, Taryn? What is going on here? Why? What does this have to do? Does Vanessa have a twin? What are you saying? There were twins in the house. The twist of the season, one of the twists of the season. Let's not forget the fan favorite takeover twist as well. But one of the twists of the season, a casting twist, is that one of the players in the house was secretly playing the game with their identical twin, and they were swapping out every few days, pretending to be one person. Now, Big Brother has done this twist before in the past. At this point in time, it was about 12 seasons ago. So it's not unprecedented, but it's an interesting twist. And so the player that this twist revolves around was Liz, and her twin's name is Julia. But she's playing the game as Liz for now. If she makes it far enough in the game without being evicted, then her twin gets to join the game and they both get to play as individuals. Liz was close with Austin and sort of through that was able to develop a small relationship with Vanessa, but for the most part was sort of gravitating toward a sort of new group, a new direction, which was in the direction of a guy named Jeff, who's not super relevant to the story, but he was kind of pulling Austin and Liz toward him and away from Vanessa, because again, the social ties weren't very strong. And so she was constantly having to pull on people with strategic incentives to pull them in to keep her, keep them close to her. So she was kind of, if things were just left alone, Austin and Liz would be going off in this Jeff direction. Michelle and Clay might have gone off in an Audrey direction, or who knows. And Steve, you know, maybe Johnny Mack, who knows? I mean, they all do eventually go in these directions. And Vanessa will spend the entire game spinning plates and pulling people back toward her as they try to escape, basically. But that's sort of what's happening here. She has no real foundation in the game. She's kind of floundering. She has no power. She's safe this week because Shelly is HOH, but the following week, she's being targeted by a lot of the people in the house. A lot of people think she's sketchy. Her one saving grace is that Audrey is also in the house. Audrey is kind of a wild card in the house at this time and might be a target in front of her. But after Audrey leaves, it would be open season on Vanessa, who a lot of people recognize as somebody that's very smart and very dangerous in the game, yet has no protection and no people to stop them from going after her. So those are the relevant players in our little drama here. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. We see that Vanessa, she is basically, you know, at the bottom, nowhere to go in the game, no real path forward. There's a lot of alliances, a lot of relationships, and she's basically part of none of them, or at least very few of them. This is when observant Devon has a light bulb moment. She realizes, I think Liz has a twin. I'm seeing there's differences in their hair. There's differences in their body type. She calls one of them Thickums. She's figured it out. She noticed that there are two people pretending to be one person. Nobody else had noticed. It's a bit of brilliance, for sure. We could do a Big Brother Genius podcast on Devon figuring out the twin twist, right? I mean, it's great. And not only that, but now she has this information. She's figured it out. And now she has a very big piece of information. As we all know, in the social strategy game, information is currency. Information is power. Now, the problem is that Devon took this information and she threw it away. She just told everyone but the twins themselves. She didn't tell everyone. She told her allies, her friends, and it got out. It got out very quickly. I think they're twins. Do you see Thickums? Look at her. That's not Liz. That's someone else. Can you believe it? And some of them couldn't, and some of them did. But like I said, it got out very quickly. The twin twist has been exposed. This is going to put a big target on the twins, because surely we saw what happened 12 seasons ago when this happened, that if you leave them in the game long enough, then the other twin will come in. And now you've got two people to deal with. You got to evict one more person. That lowers your odds of winning a whole other person at the very least. And this information spreads to everyone. Devon has it first. She gives it away. She doesn't do anything with it beyond just giving it away freely. Other people in the house, they receive the information. They also don't really do much with it. But then it comes to Vanessa. And Vanessa is a player who needs every advantage she can get. Needs every in she can get. And so she gets this information and immediately starts processing what she can do with it. How this can benefit her in the game. And as I've said, she's going to use this information to do some great things. This is where the genius comes in. The first thing she does is she goes to Liz that night. Now, Liz has been hearing some buzzing. She might be in trouble. She's not sure. People are looking at her weird. They're whispering. She's a little concerned. So Vanessa makes sure to talk to her. And Vanessa starts coaxing the information out of her. I've heard a rumor. Have you heard this rumor? Heard that, is there something going on? Do you want to tell me something? Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. She coaxes the information out of Liz. Liz opens up. She says, it's true. I am a twin. My twin sister has been switching out with me. In fact, my name's not Liz. I'm Julia. Nice to meet you. And just like that, Vanessa is now the only person with confirmation about this twin twist. And the first person that Liz, aka Julia, has come out to, has revealed this information to, has made herself vulnerable to. And Vanessa welcomes her with opening arms, warm, comforting arms. She thinks it's wonderful. She thinks it's exciting. It's a shared secret. Don't worry, she says. I've got you. We're not going to let this put a target on your back. We're going to protect you. We're going to help hide this from the other house guests. We're going to keep you around. Here's what we can do. We can use this to pitch to people, to certain people. We can use this to make them loyal to us, because we can use this as an advantage. Because yes, having another player come into the game can be bad, but it can also be good if that player is on your side. You're basically right now a 2-for-1. If we keep you around long enough, your one vote turns into two and our power in the game increases. So if we use that pitch, we might be able to win over some allies. We actually have a little bit of power in the game. We have a little bit to offer now. So let's use that to win some allies. This is music to Julia's ears. Her and Liz have been playing scared this whole game, fearful that they'll be caught, fearful that they're not in the power groups, fearful that any number of things could happen to them. And so for Julia to be able to finally let this loose, lift this weight off of her back and give it to Vanessa, who says, don't worry, I've got it and I've got you. It's major. It's major bonding for somebody that otherwise has trouble with the social bonding, right? And so Vanessa sort of directs Julia in the direction of Shelley and Clay. Julia's already pretty close to Austin. And so Vanessa basically proposes, let's go to Shelley and Clay. Shelley is in power right now. They're both two very powerful players. If we can get them on our side, then we can build a group that can be very powerful in this game. And so that's what they do. But first, Vanessa goes to Shelley and Clay on her own. She tells them immediately after she finds out Liz is a twin. I just spoke to Julia. And here's the thing. This is great for us. They want to work with you. I think that we can make something. We can build something here. They are a 2-for-1 player. We can use that. If we can help protect their secret, then they will be our secret weapon. And Shelley and Clay are pumped. Why wouldn't they be? This is a cool secret that they have been entrusted with by Vanessa. Vanessa now getting all the credit from Julia in terms of Julia revealing the secret to Vanessa and Vanessa being welcoming and protective. And now Vanessa getting all the credit from Shelley and Clay for revealing the secret to them. So Shelley and Clay are now feeling so grateful to Vanessa. Vanessa has entrusted them with this deep secret, right? And they're very excited. This is a cool thing. They're going to get to play basically like secret agent. They're going to go around and act like they're going to, whenever Liz and Julia have to switch, have to do their swap, they're going to go and distract the house so that nobody notices. They're going to go and they're going to debrief Liz when she comes into the house. Hey, hey, we know everything. Here's what you need to know. It's fun and it's bonding. And they're going to be lying to everyone else in the house about it. And when you lie to somebody, it kind of puts up a little bit of a wall, right? If somebody's not on the same page as you and you're not telling them everything, you're not quite as close to them as you used to be. So not only is this bonding in the sense that they're sharing a secret, but they're keeping a secret and they're bonded by that secret. So the next morning, Vanessa and Julia go together to tell Shelley and Clay again about the twin twist. And again, they're very excited and they want to build something. Vanessa also goes to Austin first alone to tell him about the secret. And then later has Liz, who has swapped in, go and have a talk with him as well. So her pitch to Austin was, hey, this will be an alliance of six. There's going to be two twins, Shelley and Clay. That leaves us two. So we'll be a pair as well. And we'll make a final four deal with both the twins and Shelley and Clay. What do you say to that? Of course, Austin loves this. I mean, there's just no reason not to. This is a great opportunity. He's going to have to kind of shun Jeff, the Jeff thing. He was moving in that direction, but he's not sure if he can trust Jeff anymore. Vanessa's been throwing some shade his way, and now there's this great opportunity over here. So he's going to step in this direction. And so this alliance of six is eventually going to become the Sixth Sense. That's what they name the alliance. They're bonded by a shared secret, and now they're lying to the rest of the house about it. It's great. It's great stuff. She's developed a six-person alliance. Right now, it's a five-person alliance, but it'll eventually be a six-person alliance, right? And this, by itself, is miles ahead of where she was before, where she had some loose connections that were kind of drifting away. She was a target to the house. She now has a crew. She has a group of people that she's working with, and they're tight. They're a tight crew of people bonded by this secret. And with these people now tied to her, she can start to maneuver using the alliance structure, the floating structure that we've talked about before. You can't do that without trust, right? That's what we were told. Well, Vanessa has found another way. She's tied people together with this secret, with this twist, and she's going to use that to build out a floaty alliance to a degree. She needs to make another acquisition. The only other connection left is Steve. She needs to pull Steve in. She convinces the twins to let Steve in on the secret as well. They pull Steve in and they make a separate alliance, an alliance of five with the twins, Austin, Vanessa, and Steve. This becomes known as the Freaks and Geeks. So now spread across two separate alliances, Vanessa has a crew of seven people with a couple of options, a few different options in terms of directions of where to go. She has a tight in with Julia. She's the closest person to Shelley outside of Clay. She's the closest person to Steve. And at the moment, she feels like she has a good in with Austin as well. And so she has put herself at the center, the core of two separate alliances, full of people who have their own connections outside of the group. And just like that, she has developed a structure over the course of just a few days. She has developed a structure that will go on to last the entire game with her at the head of it. Of course, the Freaks and Geeks, all five of them, are going to end up making it all the way down to the final six. So in terms of successful alliances, it's a pretty good one. The fact of the matter is, there's no better player than Vanessa at using every advantage given to her to its maximum potential. She was not a perfect player by any means. I've ragged on her social game a lot here, and that's because she left a lot to be desired. While all this was happening, she was dogging Clay, accusing him of being a twin. She was getting on Austin's case for throwing a veto and telling him that she will never be able to trust him again. She is doing all kinds of things that are going to put her in a position that is a lot harder to work out of than a much more capable social player. But you give her an inch, she will take a mile. Part of what's fascinating about Big Brother 17 is watching both her and Steve. She's a much more capable strategic player, but Steve is also a player who works well within his own deficiencies in the game. Also a player where if you give him an opportunity, he will seize it and he will use it to the best of his ability, knowing the limits of his ability. But what Vanessa does here at the tail end of the second week of Big Brother 17, coming into week three of Big Brother 17, is just, it's remarkable. She goes from the bottom, she overcomes the deficiencies in her game and flips the entire house around in just a matter of days, putting her at the center of a power structure that will last the entire season and put her in a dominating position to win the game. That, my friends, is Big Brother genius. And that's our podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I had a lot of fun doing this. Like I said, this is something that it's always stuck in my mind. I was podcasting about this season at the time, but it was my very first US season. And I wasn't really in the position I'm in now to be able to explain the things that were happening. I believe the podcast I was on at the time was, I was the live feed correspondent. I didn't really even talk much until the live feed section of the podcast. And even then there were guests that I was like very deferential to. Right. And so I did my best to like explain things, but I'd be talking for like a minute and be like, oh man, I've been talking for way too long. I need to shut up and let other people talk. And of course now I'm talking to you for, you know, upwards of 45 minutes, just ranting like a maniac. So, hopefully I haven't gone too far, but it was something that I wanted the time to explain more of. And so here it is, something I've always wanted to do. There are plenty of these moments throughout Big Brother history of just like the great, great moves people don't get enough credit for. Sometimes they do get credit for them. Sometimes they're misunderstood. Sometimes they're misrepresented by an edit. Sometimes they're not even in an edit. But this is a really great one from Vanessa. There are a lot of moves that Vanessa made in this season that a lot of people respect and remember. And unfortunately, not enough people remember this particular one. I actually felt like it was the strongest of her entire game. Of course, that she is going to escape a back door. She's going to do some last minute convincing here and there. She's going to do some great things across the entire season. And part of what makes Big Brother 17 great and makes Vanessa such an entertaining player is this sort of lack of a social game that she has, where, most great players will bond these alliances and the alliance structures with trust and these social relationships, these bonds with people. They literally bond them. They glue them together with those things, with their charisma and their and the trust that they build. Vanessa doesn't have that. People just slide right off of her. She doesn't stick people to her with those social bonds or with the trust or any of that. She's a bit too abrasive for those things at times. And so instead, she has to wrangle these people together with this secret, which pulls together this structure, right? But then she has to spend the entire rest of the game constantly wrangling them back in. Again, it's like, I sort of picture it like Vanessa is at the center she's in the center of a circle and she's holding a bunch of ropes. And at the end of each rope is one of her allies. And all of her allies are constantly trying to run away from her to go work with other people. Right. And so she spends the entire game having to like monitor the ropes. And anytime anyone starts to move, she has to grab it and yank it back. And so like there are times when all the ropes are moving. She's just constantly like grabbing at the ropes and pulling them back in and saying, nope, you have to work with me. You have to over here. Nope, nope. You have to because of this. Here's a situation. You have to work with me. It's the better decision to work with me. The incentives line up. I've come up with the right reasons. You've got to. And it works. It works all the way down until the end when she runs out of rope and she can't convince Steve, no matter what she says, that the right thing to do is to take her to the final two. But hey, great player, great game, and hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. So if you did, please reach out, let me know. Let everybody know, because who knows who likes these podcasts, how many people. They're kind of weird, they're kind of specific. But maybe you learn something from them. Maybe you just enjoy them. I don't know. You'll have to let me know. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, and do some stuff over there. We are also doing a Big Brother 4 blockumentary, dropping every Friday right now. If you're listening to this far into the future, then, you know, those were dropping in the past. So check them out. I'm hoping to drop one of these every Monday for the foreseeable future. You know, hopefully they'll be around for a while, but you can check out the next one next Monday. I don't know what it'll be about yet. We'll have to wait and see. But if you have suggestions, you can let me know. So once again, thank you so much for listening. It really means a lot, and I'll see you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.